The operation to capture Mexico's most powerful cartel leader, known as El Mencho, unfolded in a small town near Guadalajara, where Mexican special forces acted on a tip from an associate of one of his romantic partners. In the raid that followed, the wanted drug lord was seriously wounded. He later died during an airlift.
This was a very, very effective takedown of one of the biggest leaders, and it was done, you know, based on the intelligence that they conducted primarily.
Mexico's defense minister became emotional as he honored the 25 National Guard members killed in Operation Sunday. The prosecutor's office, where El Mencho's body was reportedly taken, is now under heavy guard. President Claudia Sheinbaum denied direct U.S. involvement in the operation, but acknowledged the Americans did provide intelligence. U.S. President Donald Trump has previously threatened military strikes inside Mexico targeting cartels and has designated El Mencho's cartel a foreign terrorist organization.
It's no coincidence that the Mexican government decides to act when it's under unprecedented levels of pressure from the Trump administration to crack down on the cartels.
The fear now is that violence may continue to spiral as cartel members fight for power and battle for territory.
There are three people who are going to compete to become the new leader of the cartel, and the political protection will go on.
While experts warn the death of El Mencho alone will do little to disrupt Mexico's sprawling narco empires.
It is a very superficial way to attack the cartels and doesn't speak to a sort of more profound, deep extraction of their roots that are so deeply embedded in Mexico.
Facing unprecedented violence, it's now a question of whether Mexican officials want to go deeper or if the cartels are too rich and too powerful to truly be disrupted.